Scripture reading tonight be coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
Good evening, everyone. Good to see everyone this evening. I heard Miss Kay comment on her way in that she could get a nap during this period of this sermon. And I told her if she was going to get a nap in this sermon, she better hurry up and get started because it wasn't going to be that long. I have entitled this lesson tonight as Security. You know, in today's world, we have a lot of things going on. We have a lot of things that make us question our security. We have political unrest. We have different movements, factions that promote violence. We have terrorists, both foreign and domestic, gangs, and cities where the streets are unsafe to drive down, much less walk down. Areas where the police are even afraid to go. Our policemen and our policewomen have become targets for violence. Unsettling times. In 2016, 4,300 young people ages 10 to 24 were victims of homicide. And that's an average of 12 per day. 86% of youth homicides were committed with a firearm. Juveniles under 18 accounted for 10.2% of all violent crime arrests and 14.5% of all property crime arrests. And in 2010, 784 juveniles were arrested for murder. 2,198 arrested for forcible rape, and 35,000 were arrested for aggravated assault. You know, we take a lot of measures to protect our family, to provide security for our families. We put locks on our doors. We use security cameras. Some of us carry firearms. We wear seat belts, and there's countless other things that we do to try to protect our families and our physical bodies. In James, he says that our life is but a vapor that appears for a little while. But when you look at our souls are eternal. How are we providing security for our souls, for our children's souls? For our family's souls. Are we protecting ourselves from the wiles of the devil? Have we taken on the whole armor of God so that we may withstand that evil day and having done all that we can to stand? In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 13 through 17, it says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take on the helmet of salvation, which is the word of God." What do we rely on? Where do we place our faith? What are we doing to protect our eternal souls? Everything in this world that you see is temporary, but our souls are forever, eternal. We say that we love our children, our families, our friends, But do we love them enough to lead them to eternal salvation? Are we providing the Christian example so that we are leading our loved ones to Jesus? Or are we saying by the lives that we lead that it's not that big of a deal? Well, I'm telling you, it is that big of a deal. It's the most important deal that you'll ever have. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32 and 33, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I will also confess before my Father. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." You say that you believe in God and Jesus, but believing is just not enough. James says in chapter 2, verse 19, says you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. We must proclaim our belief through our obedience to God's word. And that means living our lives in a manner that shows that we are Christians. We must show our children, our families, our friends, and the world that God is important to us. I look around tonight and I see people in this audience that I believe place God as an importance in their life. There are those that are not here that are not putting God first in their lives. Do you want security? Do you want protection for you and your loved ones? There is only one place where you can get that kind of security, and that is in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you teaching your children that God is the most important thing in your life? Or are you teaching them that God is okay when it's convenient or when we don't have anything else to do? I submit to you tonight that if we are not leading our loved ones to Christ, we don't love them enough. If we smoke, drink, curse, ignore the service of the church, we are telling our loved ones by the examples that it's okay to do those things. Jesus said in John, the 15th chapter, verse 15, he says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Matthew 7:21 says that not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In Matthew 6:19 through 21, which Josh read for us earlier, says, "Do not lay up yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Is God the most important thing in your life? Are the souls of the people that you love important enough for you to lead them to Christ? Are we safeguarding our eternal souls? You want security for your everlasting soul? You can only find it through our Lord and Savior Jesus. You know, I was watching the news earlier today. They were showing the flooding down in the Houston area, and it was a terrible thing. But you know, I looked at these people that were in the flooding, and many of these people were in need of rescue. But I also know by listening to the news that they had warned all these people that the flooding was going to come and you need to move to a place of safety. And they ignored that. They ignored all the warnings. Now, they want someone to come in and rescue them. They were holding on to those worldly possessions and risked their lives for them. Please, please, don't hold on to the things of this world. Don't ignore the warnings. Christ is coming again, and He's going to take His children home. And my question to you, are you going to be one of His children? Tonight, you have the opportunity to become a child of God by repenting of your sins, confessing before men that Jesus is the Son of God, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you've already put on Christ in baptism, but you've strayed away from your first love, you have the opportunity to come back and ask for forgiveness, and we'll pray for you so that you might be in good standing with the church. But don't wait till tomorrow. Please come tonight as we stand and sing.